The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. And I got so... The first person I thought of, Todd, when I left BJ's was you.
Wow.
That's kind of weird.
I was like, oh my God, Todd is going to be so excited to hear. Well, because I would... I'd buy like toilet paper or something when I went to like the pharmacy around the corner. And Todd was like, what are you doing? You ever heard of buying in bulk? Come on.
Yeah.
Just flush money down the toilet.
BJ's is...
So what's your take?
Pit.
I mean, surprisingly, I don't belong to any of those big...
Wow, no. Really?
I don't... Well, because... I don't know.
Mr. Just, Bargain?
But I still find them, the bargains, but not... I don't have a membership anywhere.
Well, but it's also because do you need 12 bottles of barbecue sauce?
Well, that's the problem.
Not yet.
Okay, so here's the thing with BJ, and I have never been a member of one of these things because I've just always been, it's been me, you know, mm-hmm. or and a partner. But now that I'm with Tim and he has kids, like we have to stock up on toilet paper and paper towels and paper plates and like, you know, this other stuff that I didn't. Yeah. So, and now that we have a house, we have the room to store the extra stuff. Mm-hmm. And Tim is the queen of backstock.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love a backstock, too.
He is like...
Preparation.
Oh, yeah. He gets all excited. He goes, and like the toothpaste is out. He's like, don't worry. I have more in backstock. You know? it's just one of those things that he gets so excited about, right? So, we go to BJ's, and literally, we didn't have anything we needed to buy. Nothing.
Right.
Except we thought maybe we'll get a plant.
Oh,
for the patio,
yeah.
Okay, because we have a beautiful pot.
Oh,
they
yeah.
have great
that.
Plants.
Yeah,
they
do.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we get a plant and we put it in a cart and then we're like, okay, well let's just take a stroll around. Tim's like, I'm gonna show you around.
Oh man.
Wow.
So we had a romantic date at the BJ's, and so we go around. I'm not joking. We filled a cart.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
And first of all, like three, you can't just buy one. Of anything.
No.
Yeah.
So, and this is my issue because like the tahine, that spice.
Right.
You know, that stuff.
Yeah.
It only came in packages of two. And I was like, we could use this every day.
One, right?
For a year, we'll never go through this, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, we'll put that back. You know, do we need three cans of shaving cream? Well, okay, sure. We'll put that in backstock.
Eventually, it'll get used.
Eventually, we'll use that.
Stuff like that, you'll eventually use it. Yeah.
Yeah. A case of mouthwash. Sure.
Right.
You know,
over the course of 10 years? Yeah, probably.
Right.
Right.
Did we need four strainers that came together? No.
No.
So we didn't get that. But yeah, and then it was like, and then of course we get to the register and all of a sudden they scan something and I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
We do not need a case of Hershey's bars, Sawyer.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my
He's
gosh.
Thinking s'mores.
He was sneaking stuff in there. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Because they have the whole candy aisle.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is great for birthdays if you're going to do like a candy bar or something like that. You can go there.
No one could eat this
Halloween.
Much candy. You would die.
Halloween, maybe.
Yeah, maybe Halloween. But still. So so we get to.
Through the
Okay,
candy
now keep in mind, this is supposed to be a quick visit. We had nothing. We had no list. We had nothing we needed.
Yep.
Until we discovered all the stuff. I'm not joking. I left with a Vitamix.
What?
Yes.
You bought a Vitamix?
I was out of my mind.
Yeah.
I had no self-control.
No. And then
do you know how expensive a Vitamix is?
Yes, I do know how expensive.
Do you know why I had to buy a Vitamix?
Don't tell Todd how expensive it is.
Because I saw frozen fruit and I thought, you know what? I'm going to start making smoothies again. So I saw frozen fruit, which of course you had to buy like 10 pounds.
Right.
So I have like 10 pounds of Wyman's blueberries.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, wait a minute. We threw out the
yogurt.
Old blender because we needed a blender. So I thought, well, let's go to the blender aisle. So we go to the blender aisle, and sure enough, there's a Vitamix. Now, you pay less for it there than you would anywhere else.
Okay, but still.
But still, this is...
Like, are they triple digits? Are they like three-digit?
Yeah.
Oh,
like, are they four-digit?
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I'm not that crazy.
But they're more than $100?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
For a blender?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's literally supposed to be the best blender ever.
Yeah. Like chefs use it and stuff. And we did use it. We used it right away. We pureed, we made tomato soup and pureed, and it was amazing.
Pleased with it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing is a piece of work. I mean, it is a heavy equipment.
Yes, it is.
It's like an excavator.
You pay a hefty price, but
So went to BJ's and needed nothing.
I don't even want to
know. And left with a cart full
$500
and a Vitamix.
Oh, they spent more than $500.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't need a dang thing.
I No, right.
And you spent over $500.
Yes. And the thing we went there for was what? A plant.
A plant.
Guess what we left without?
Oh, my God, you didn't get the plant.
A plant. You know why? It wouldn't fit in the car.
Oh, my God.
Because we already had too much other stuff.
Yeah. That backstock is looking beautiful, though, I bet.
I have enough. If you guys ever need toothpaste or deodorant. We bought a 5-pack of deodorant. How much
say,
do we sweat?
How much do we sweat?
Right?
I don't know.
2 years. It'll take 2 years to go through all that deodorant.
Yeah.
Well, I sweat a little more. So.
Man, I wish you got the Daheen seasoning, though, because I would have taken the other one.
Oh, I could have brought that in. Okay, man. Well, on the next trip, which at this rate, budget-wise, will be somewhere around 2035, I'll bring you some Daheen.
Okay.
And if you ever need anything blended, you let me know, because we got to get our money's worth on that damn vitamin.